This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Pandemic. Same could be said with Biden's infrastructure plan that now they're saying might not quite create 19 million jobs, and there's arguments about a plan that Senator Thune says, of course, Republicans aren't supporting because it's got utopian proposals. But again, it's about the numbers when you talk about leveling a vote, meaning in the Senate and, of course, in the House. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, what's shaking in your neck of the woods? What's happening? Hopefully, you're bearing up against this pandemic. I talked to somebody heading into the weekend, talked to a couple different people from other parts of the country and the world, talked to somebody in Amsterdam who said it's complete lockdown, that since December, 9 o'clock curfew, that's that. And sure, go ahead, try to cross the border, but you're not getting in. Any borders around you, they're open, but they're not open for business. And it was a real struggle that you could have one person in your house, you could go to the grocery store in and out quickly. And they're pretty serious in Amsterdam, and in France, they're having all kinds of problems too as well. And part of it is the vaccine rollout. While Pfizer, in the meantime, is apparently, according to an Israeli study, not effective perhaps against that South African variant. At least that's what this one study is finding. Yikes is what I have to say to that. The variants are the scary part of it, because what is protected, what isn't protected. And again, this was one study that was done in Israel. So first, let's talk about this plan, this infrastructure bill, because there's been a lot of jawing about it. In the United States, there are lots of areas that desperately need to have bridges rebuilt that are scary, that aren't safe, that are crumbling. And we know that. In the Northeast, there's some areas really hit hard. There's other parts of the country, too, that could say the same thing. And it's not just bridges and tunnels and all of that. There are futuristic plans, too. In theory, and this is exactly what the former president wanted to do, Donald Trump, he was pushing toward infrastructure as well. But it's what else is in the bill. So now it looks like if you're looking for a way to fund a massive infrastructure bill and you're pushing a proposed corporate tax hike to pay for the $2.3 trillion bill, you might have to find other ways to support it. So it might be just a discussion. See how you feel about this if you fall into this category, that one of the things that's being tossed around, of course, it's taxes, right? So it would be taxing households to contribute more in income taxes. Increase the federal gasoline tax. Create a so-called mileage tax. Or even monetize the U.S. electrical grid. Yeah. Republicans say the current plan is a front to spend money on a host of policies other than improvements to roads, bridges, airports, and public transit, and in part rolls back former President Donald Trump's 2017 tax cuts, which it would because of where the cuts went. So Biden says he's open to negotiating on the corporate tax rate. He's set to meet with Republicans and Democratic lawmakers on Monday. That's the kickoff to infrastructure negotiations in earnest, I guess, as you would say. How the financing works and to what degree he would rely on a corporate tax hike, I guess, would depend on how much he wants bipartisan support from the Republicans that are saying, no, you got to scale this puppy down. And you got to focus on a package closer to $600 billion. $600 billion. And, you know, here's the thing. So it is a numbers game of who would vote and who would vote against. And remember, Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, opposes raising the corporate tax rate to 28%. Maybe he meets Biden somewhere in the middle, but Manchin has said, as the bill is today, it needs to be changed. And he said, I think the corporate tax rate should have never been under 25%. That's the worldwide average. And that's what's basically every corporation would have told you was fair. So we'll see where this goes. This is the beginning, and this is what you do. Romancing the people on the Hill. It's the give and take. I don't know. Will there be some give and take in the middle? I don't think as it sits, I think Manchin and some others will stop it. I don't think as it sits it would pass, but then that might be manipulating it to fit into a better package, but we'll see. And then there was the idea that, okay, so 19 million jobs will be created, but there is a study that's Moody's Analytics that says the economy would add 16.3 million jobs without the infrastructure bill and 2.7 million more with it. So that's not creating 19 million jobs, which it was a gotcha question from Chris Wallace on Fox News when he was talking to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on Sunday during an interview. And that is what it is. So it is 2.7 million more. 2.7 million more. So that's different than the 19 million. Yes, it would be 19 million jobs, but that's not precise as to what it is. And you could say, oh, tomato, tomato, but it is different. 19 is not the same. So 2.7 additional jobs if the package is passed. I mean, that's, you know, the bottom line. And or finding other ways to fund the massive infrastructure bill. I mentioned Senator Thune, and Senator Thune doesn't support the infrastructure plan because he says it includes utopian principles that just don't work. He's saying the same thing, that there are Republicans interested in infrastructure when it's confined to infrastructure, but big tax increases for a current plan that is less about infrastructure than social reform would be disastrous. And it goes back to that corporate tax thing again, 21% to 28% on businesses, and saying that the tax code was just changed in 2017 to make it competitive. And so then to raise taxes to be the highest tax rate country in the world is not a good way to grow the economy and grow jobs. What do you think? Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Send me your thoughts. We Can Count coming up next.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Numbers. We're always talking about numbers on this show. Thanks for joining us, everyone, once again. Kate Delaney. So how about Prince Philip, 99 years old. He made it to 99. He will be laid to rest next weekend on the 17th. Prince Harry is going to be there, not Meghan Markle, because she's pregnant in the later stages, and the doctors advise it wouldn't make sense for her to travel, so she won't be there, but Prince Harry will be there for his grandfather's, again, funeral, the processions, the things that they would normally do. It was a great day for a man from Japan, Hideki Matsuyama, with a historic win that they say is going to impact the entire golf world. And I kind of agree, because it's a first. So he became the first Japanese male golfer to win a major championship by wrapping up the 2021 Masters title. And he got some pretty big kudos from some of the biggest names in the golf world. And even Woods wrote on his Twitter account, making Japan proud, Hideki. Congratulations on such a huge accomplishment for you and your country. This is historical. And the Masters win will impact the entire golf world. Nice. Because, of course, he's not at the tournament. He's recovering from that February car crash. He's the one who has captured 5 green jackets, though, and most recently in 2019, Tiger Woods did. So this is a big win for Matsuyama, who is, by the way, the second man from an Asian country to ever win a major, according to the Associated Press. And I think that's right. So that is phenomenal for him. You could tell he He just was very gracious and excited, and eventually you saw his fist go up when he had the green jacket on and they were taking his picture. But, I mean, he was almost overwhelmed, a little teary-eyed when he was walking up to the scorer's tent after he had clinched it by a shot on the 18th. And wow. This is, again, daunting and sad, and you know, it's the same things we keep talking about, and now there's going to be an investigation. But Minneapolis police, or Minnesota police, fatally shot a man after a traffic stop, and the family's been talking about it. A crowd held a protest earlier in the day. 20 years old, Dante Wright told a crowd gathered in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, that's 10 miles north of Minneapolis, that Wright drove for a short distance after he was shot and died at the scene following a traffic stop. His mother said he called her at about 1:40, said he was getting pulled over by the police. He said they pulled him over because he had air fresheners hanging from his rearview mirror. The police say he was pulled over because he had an outstanding warrant, and now there's about, you know, 100 plus people or so that had gathered where Wright died, and protesters pushed past police tape confronting officers that had riot gear on and breaking the windshields of two police cars, and police fired non-lethal rounds to try to disperse the crowd. And the police presence fell later in the evening. The crowd calmly gathered. They lit candles and wrote messages like "Justice for Dante Wright" in chalk near the scene. And Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott said on Twitter, "The officer shooting in Brooklyn Center today is tragic. We're asking for the protesters to continue to be peaceful, and that peaceful protesters are not dealt with force." So, touche, he's absolutely right. So, again, this happened before 2 p.m., and the governor said that we're closely monitoring the situation. We're praying for the family. Our state mourns the life of another black man taken by law enforcement, is what he said. The police said they tried to arrest the driver because, again, he had an outstanding warrant. And this is Dante Wright. And he went back into the car and drove away. And an officer fired at the car, hitting him. So he went several blocks, as I mentioned, before hitting another car. And that's something that's fluid. We'll see what happens on Monday and the rest of the week, because I bet there'll be probably some more reaction to that, I can only imagine. This is shocking news. Israeli data is showing that the South African variant is able to break through the Pfizer vaccine. I mean, I say shocking because this is, you know, fingers crossed, not what anyone was hoping. So this is how the study went. Israel has used the Pfizer vaccine almost exclusively to vaccinate millions of citizens with a version of Moderna based on similar innovative mRNA technology. A team from Tel Aviv and another healthcare organization sequenced the swabs of 150 Israelis who tested positive for COVID-19 despite the fact that they were vaccinated. In the study, the prevalence of the South African strain among vaccinated people who were infected despite being inoculated was 8 times higher than its prevalence in the unvaccinated infected population. The number of the infections among the vaccinated was relatively small. That's what the findings showed, that the variant was far more successful in getting through vaccinated individuals' defenses than other strains. So, not good, obviously. The results show that compared to the original strain and the British variant, they're able to get through the vaccine's protection. Now, it's a small sample size, and they say it's too small to put a figure on its increased ability. But you can say that it's less effective. The professor, who was the director of research for the study, said it was very important. It's the first in the world to be based on real-world data showing that the vaccine is less effective against the South African variant compared to the original virus and the British variant once again. So I say it's something to look at closely. And it's something that's going to just send more people who don't want to get the vaccine in the direction of saying, well, why am I getting the vaccine? How prevalent is this variant? And lots of questions about, right? Absolutely. So that's not a good thing, needless to say, as we watch the rollout as it continues and continues. And, you know, and J&J has been paused after adverse reactions. And I say reverse reactions in some other countries. And of course, one of them is up to 80% in Sicily are refusing the AstraZeneca vaccine. The, you know, 80%. They were offered it. They refuse it because they're afraid of it not being safe. Public confidence in the jab is shaken because of reports to the rare but potentially fatal blood clots and conflicting recommendations on the use. So in Sicily, 80% refusal. For they say for seriously, for every 100 people, 80 say no. 80 say no. And they're struggling. And they're struggling to figure out this whole, the whole blood clot thing. The European Medicine Agency say they should be listed as very rare side effect, but added that the benefits continue to outweigh the risk. Well, they can keep saying that, but it's not getting through, right? But overall, Italy has administered about 13 million doses and fully vaccinated 3.9 million people, equal to around 6.5% of a total population of some 60 million. And we saw how badly Italy was affected by the pandemic, especially in the beginning of this thing. And then I mentioned, you know, that's AstraZeneca. The J&J vaccine was suspended at a Georgia site after 8 people had adverse reactions. So the Georgia Public Department of Public Health paused doing it at that one site. It's now the 4th state this week to pause the J&J vaccine because of similar problems. There, you know, you have to stay, they watch the reaction and monitor people at the site. They say it was a fainting issue, and they're not so sure it's anything with the vaccine, that it might be environmental factors, that the vaccine is hard to cool, and they have fans, but it was a warmer day, and the heat might have had some bearing on it, et cetera. But, and they've given out tens of thousands of the vaccine. But when you have people that aren't doing well at the site and that word spreads again, that does not inspire confidence in any way, shape, or form. Oh, my, oh, my. All right, coming up next, James Kernan. Wow, he has a story to tell that will help lots of kids, and I think adults, too, talking about depression and the way he weaves it in his story. And Gavin Muschamp next after that. Ooh, he's got some interesting stuff to share, too. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve says the U.S. economy is poised for a bounce back. Speaking to CBS's 60 Minutes, Jerome Powell said he believes job creation and economic growth will accelerate through the second half of the year. as long as another wave of COVID infections doesn't take hold.
What we're seeing now is really an economy that seems to be at an inflection point, and that's because of, you know, widespread vaccination and strong fiscal support, strong monetary policy support. We feel like we're at a place where the economy is about to start growing much more quickly and job creation coming in much more quickly. So the principal risk to our economy right now really is that the disease would spread again.
Powell also said that he doesn't see the Federal Reserve raising interest rates in the near future. He added that the Fed is committed to a loose monetary policy as part of its strategy to support the economic recovery. You're listening to USA Radio News. COVID vaccinations in the U.S. are continuing at a record pace. Tim Berg has more.
The White House says there's a new record for coronavirus vaccinations in one day. White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt tweeting yesterday that 4.6 million shots were given out on Saturday. He noted that's a half million above the previous record. The CDC says more than 117 million Americans have received at least one dose of the vaccine. That's just above 35% of the population. Meantime, more than 70 million are now fully vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Iranian officials say they were the victims of nuclear terrorism after a blackout at one of their nuclear facilities. The power outage at the Natanz complex south of Tehran comes a day after Iran unveiled new equipment for enriching uranium. The attack comes as efforts to renegotiate the 2015 nuclear deal are underway in Vienna. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Time around on Author's Corner, we go to Perth, Australia for a conversation with James Kiernan. He's written a book called Black Dog, Henry the Hound that will have a profound impact on the lives of those who get it. And we're going to talk about the reason why and why he wrote it and about the story. So, James, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
What was it that led you to writing this story?
Well, first of all, I have experienced pretty severe depression myself, through, pneumonia. I got very sick and was in, put into an induced coma for 10 days. And when I came out, once I had initially recovered medically, so to speak, I just had this feeling. It's very hard to describe depression because unless you've had it, because it's so diverse in its sort of being in your life. And I went to my father-in-law, gave me some medicine, and he took, are we live recording?
Yes, we are, yeah. He gave you some medicine,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, gave me some medicine, some pills, because he'd been in bed for 2 weeks, and I just did not want to do anything. I didn't want to eat, didn't want to watch TV, which I love doing, watching Foxtel. He gave me one of these pills and said, just take one for 2 weeks, and we'll see how you go. And I thought, well, I've got nothing to lose because, quite frankly, I was borderline suicidal and I had no idea why I felt this way. Anyhow, after the 2 weeks was up, basically 2 weeks, I jumped out of bed, waxed my suit on, and went to work like nothing had happened. And I remember calling him saying, we need to get this, I need a script off you, I need to get into these pills to take care of, obviously, it was depression, and obviously taking these antidepressants helped me out and fixed me, so to speak. You never get fixed from depression. It's something you live with, but it's something that doesn't have to have a stigma in society. It doesn't have to have, you know, people whispering, oh, he's got depression, he's got depression, because you'll find a lot of people, I think one in 13 teenagers between the ages of 16 and 22 or something will experience depression in their life. And that's pretty scary considering what it actually does to you mentally, physiology in your mind and brain. So that was the reason I wanted to write the book, so I could share some of the experiences that I've had. And I wanted to focus the book on children and also the adults. The chapter one is for the adults. Chapter two is a story that the family can read together or the support unit can read together. And chapter three is basically for the adults again to, I've titled it, Where Do We Go From Here? So in sort of having someone help me and it happened so quickly and I was actually went back to being operational, so to speak, so effectively, I sort of started to look at other people and sort of when I was talking to people and see if they were, see if I thought they had some issues. And when looking at the kids that I've got four daughters, believe it or not, my friends laugh at me about that. I say good luck. Their friends at birthday parties and stuff, all of a sudden I could actually see the ones that were prone to depression or actually I thought had it. And because they were so young, I mean, I've got Molly who's 16, Poppy who's 13, Blossom who's 12, and Matilda who's 11. And because the kids were relatively young, no one looks to treat them or look at that aspect of depression. They say, what can an 11-year-old be depressed about? And that is just so wrong. It just sort of brings tears to my eyes because of their age, they get neglected, so to speak. I'm not saying all of them do, but a lot do. You know, they get passed over for, they had a bad day at school or a bad day at kindy or whatever. But it's something that doctors, if they take the kids to doctors, the correct doctors and get the correct medical advice, it can help and change their life dramatically. Because I think there's a lot of people out there, juniors, younglings I call them, a lot of them out there that are actually do have varying degrees of depression for different reasons. It may be a divorce. It may be the loss of a family member. Children have feelings as well, and they have to cope with all of the same things that we do, except as adults where we can verbalize what has happened to us. But sometimes an 11-year-old can't verbalize what they're feeling, and that becomes a real serious problem. And you're not going to have them, I don't think, harm themselves at that age. But when they start getting to sort of, you know, 15, 16, 17, and that hasn't been addressed, well, there can be some serious issues come into play. And when they become a young adult, 18, I know in the US it's 21, but in Australia it's 18, you can drink and drive a car and all that stuff, you know, it can become a serious issue. So,
yes. So this is the lesson, certainly, in Black Dog Henry the Hound. Tell us a little bit about the story of Black Dog Henry the Hound.
Well, the actual, the story in the middle, the...
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's based on a young lad, and he wakes up one morning, and he has on the bottom of his bed this stinky, flea-bitten black dog. And I've described it as that. And then the black dog goes about following him around and giving him a hard time all the time and telling him he's no good and, you know, he's a loser and he's going to fail at school. And all of the things that you think in your mind, I've broken down when I was depressed. I broke them down to, you know, how do I feel about this, you know, dinner time, you know, the little boy, he doesn't want to have dinner, he doesn't want to eat, he's not hungry. His dad says, oh, let's watch the TV series that we watch all, you know, every day. Oh, no, I don't want to, Dad, I think I'll go to bed early. And then the young boy just gets worse and worse and worse until he comes home one day in tears. And because the dog follows him 24/7 everywhere. When he wakes up, when he goes to sleep, it's there the whole time, which depression is there the whole time when you have it.
Mm-hmm.
And the young boy comes into the home and puts his bag down and he starts crying and he gives his mum a big kiss and says, Mum, I can't handle it anymore. The black dog keeps following me and won't leave me alone and he's saying nasty things to me. And then she says, oh, we'll go and see Mrs. Strongwell. I think it was. And Mrs. Strongwell, she prescribes some medication, which obviously is, Dr. Strongwell, I named her. Obviously the medication is antidepressants.
Yeah.
And he takes them for a while, and for 2 to 3 weeks they don't work. But his mum says, keep taking them. So he takes them, and finally, it's longer than that, but you'll have to buy the book.
That's right. You have to buy the book, and you get the book on Amazon, Black Dog, Henry the Hound, James Kiernan. Wow, what a powerful story. Thanks for sharing it with us.
No problems, Kate.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To admire someone who takes really what's rattling around in their head, the knowledge they have, the knowledge that they've gained by reading up on what's happening in the world, and an incredible art background and a thirst for, you know, learning and self-help and whatnot. I think that Gavin Muschamp and I are kindred spirits, except for I don't have the art part. Other than that, I think we are. And he's written such an interesting book. It's called The World According to, not the Guru, Gav, A Concise Beginner's Guide to Loving and Healing Yourself and Everyone on the Planet. Doesn't that sound nice? To be able to heal yourself and everyone on the planet. And he's in Derbyshire in England, and we're going to go there now in a beautiful area, as he tells me, a national park. I've just scribbled that down on my notes as a place to go and visit. So, Gavin, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
So before we move on to the book, we have to ask you about what's your primary medium with art, or do you kind of have no bounds?
Like everything, really. I've done a lot of painting in the past. I'm doing a lot of photography at the moment. And as I was saying to you, I've just got into writing as well.
So you decide you're going to pull this book together. And how did you piece it together? Because, you know, I kind of gave that thumbnail sketch of imagine you pull all your thoughts, etc., and what you've learned and poured into a book with. It's a picture book with lots of amazing things to visually see, this, I think, that are stimulating. So How did you come up with the idea, and then how did you put it together?
Well, you know, when COVID-19 started about a year ago, I started reading lots of these self-help, self-empowerment books and looking at lots of things on the internet. And I've always been interested in this, but suddenly I had a lot more time to really focus on it. And I thought, you know, COVID-19, this pandemic has really affected everybody on the planet. You know, that's really unprecedented. And it's given us all the chance to pause for a while, to reconsider our lives. What is important? What do we really want for ourselves, for others, and for the planet itself? And it kind of struck me. It's like we're at a kind of crossroads. We have this opportunity now to change things and to choose to move forward together towards a better world.
And so in doing that, do you have a favorite part of the book? Sometimes we, you know, we fall in love with a chapter, a picture, a thought. Is there, do you have a favorite part in this book?
Well, as you were saying, you know, I'm an artist as well, and I thought I'm going to pull together all this fantastic knowledge that I've been reading through all these inspirational people. And I'm going to, what I'd like to do is put it together in a concise, short picture book that has, actually has a lot of, well, they're all my own photos. Quite a lot of them are me dressed up in various guises, which was a lot of fun to do, I can tell you. And also, it's got bullet points with inspirational messages and wisdom and a sprinkling of humor as well.
Yeah, boy, that you can see the humor that really comes through in the book. There's no question about that. And I think you've said it, but what do you hope people take away from reading the book, from looking at the book?
If you're listening to this and you've never really thought about self-help and self-empowerment, so you're like, you're a beginner, this could be a good place to start, perhaps. And if you have already looked at this kind of thing, I think it could still be helpful and useful because it's in a simple format, a fun format, and it's easy to pick points out to think about and to work on. And also, if you want to follow things up further, there's a list at the back of lots of inspirational people and teachers that you can look into for more detail. And it's not a comprehensive list. You know, there's a lot of fantastic people out there, but it is a diverse list. So hopefully there's something for everyone there.
I like that because you're paying it forward and putting out other resources there once somebody gets through or while they're, you know, reading the book. Because this is a book that you can pick up at any point. That's the other part of it. It's not something that you say, oh, boy, I've got to, you know, I'm sitting down, I got to carve out this time. You can carve out moments, and that's, I think, part of the whole point of it, too, as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, I think the point I'm making also is, I don't consider myself a guru, and the name of the book is The World According to Not the Guru Gav. You know, I'm not enlightened. I'm still learning. Every day I'm learning things, and I haven't got all the answers. But I think this is the point. You don't have to do it all at once. You can start small. It could be good to dream big, but you don't have to do anything big. You can start small. We can all start to do something right now, right today, to help make the world into a better place. Baby steps. Start small. We can all make a difference. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are. We can all make a difference.
So well said. Perfect place to leave this. You're right. We can all make a difference. Where can we? There's a lot of different roads to find you. I know Amazon is obviously one of them, but tell us other places that people can go to find out more about you, and also maybe to get the book.
Right. Well, I've just finished a new book website just in the last couple of days, and that's Gavin Muschamp. books.com Muschamp is spelled M-U-S-C-H-A-M-P. And on there you can see more details of the book, including some of the pages and a bit about me, and you can buy the book there. It's available as a soft cover and as an ebook, if that's what you like.
Excellent. A lot of people do like ebooks. Gavin, thank you so much for letting us into your world, telling us your story, and leading us, hopefully, and I think, to a better place. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. What a great conversation with Gavin Muschamp, and the fact that he wants to figure out ways to bring the world, I think, bring the world together. He's right. We are, and it says it right on the back of his book, we're at a crossroads now. COVID-19 has given us the chance to pause and reconsider our lives. Think about these questions. What is important? What do we really want for ourselves, for others, and for the planet itself? Those are three key questions. Ask yourself those questions. What's important? I just had this conversation with a group of friends the other day. What's important has really changed for a lot of people because of where we find ourselves, and figuring out what you really, really want, and what do you want to see in the future. And his book is, again, that great mix of the inspirational, like he talked about, the fact that you have bullet points, that there's his photographs are in it, and he's so, I think he downplayed his humor. He is so funny, and he really uses that quirky, funny humor in the book, and it's incredibly organized, though, where you can look at this very serious subject. Is there any more thing more serious than where do you want to be? What's important? What do you really want for yourself? But he is very, very clever at doing that. He's gotten some great reviews, too. I like the Kirkus review, a lively, playful take on self-improvement. You know how some people will look at self-improvement and say, oh, here we go. It's not a here we go. It's, yeah, right on. I like this book. And so you can get it on Amazon.com. He also has a couple of websites, because his artwork just is so genius. Go to GavinMuschamp.com, GavinMuschamp.com, or you can go to GavinMuschamp-books.com. If you go to either one of those places, so one for the book and, of course, one for the artwork, and then you get a real sense of you know, what he's about. And I don't know if we mentioned this at the top or not. I think we did. He lives near, if we didn't, he and I talked about it off the air. If you look up the Peak District National Park in Derbyshire, England, it is a creative place. It's like it's home to creative people. It's home to lots and lots of artists. There is actually a pretty famous, I'm going to call it famous, there's a pretty well-known arts festival every year there. And people talk about it. And he comes from that area. So it's interesting to see where he's taken this book. So we thank him for that interview. And we thank you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits of some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.